How you going?
Good. Dale Copley.
No.
Who have we got here?
Daily Boney.
Daily Boney. G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah. Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm warm.
Very warm,
actually.
Yeah.
How are you, mate?
It's nice to know. Yeah, I'm going good.
Good.
Going good.
No, we're,
got frozen, so got called off.
Got frozen? Did you actually see the footy ground?
Oh, we didn't see it the day that it got called off, but we were there, training there a couple of days before, and it was sort of getting that way.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I haven't experienced anything like that, so what does that actually mean? What was it, ice?
Oh, when we were there, the dirt was sort of, real, sort of getting rock hard in clumps and stuff, and there was frost all over it, but on the way in, the puddles were frozen over and stuff. But apparently it got worse. It got worse when we weren't there, and it was just rock hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
You experience a bit of a chill over there at the moment. It's breaking all the records, mate.
Yeah, I know.
So how are you going? Are you enjoying yourself over there daily or what?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Yeah? It's
a pretty good experience, yeah.
What have the boys been doing besides throwing snowballs or just throwing snowballs at each other?
Oh, yeah, the last couple of days in the snow, that's about everything we've been doing, just from snowballs at each other. But went into York yesterday.
Yep.
And sort of had a look at their little village in there and the churches and stuff like that. It's been pretty good.
You've got all the old buildings and stuff?
Yeah, everything's been pretty old that we've looked at. All old castles and churches,
wow.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Something we don't see at home, is it?
Yeah, nah. It's the most churches I've seen in a while, I think. Been inside. Massive.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from and all that sort of thing, mate?
Yeah, from Musselbrook. It's in New South Wales, country town. I've played there, sort of just finished school. So I was pretty excited to come on this tour, sort of my school is, I guess.
Yep.
And,
Yeah. Instead of being on the
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least you're with your mates.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And what have you liked best? Have you liked France or have you liked England?
I think I like France a bit better. The food in I think I was getting a bit sick of the food in England, just the bread all the time. And,
the bread in England?
Oh, in France. France.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting sick of the bread in France and, in England and not being able to understand people in France, so it's a bit easier in England, I think.
At least you can sort of understand the poems, can't you?
Yeah, sort of.
And what about footy? Did you get to play any footy?
Yeah, I played, I missed out the first game against the 17s, played in the game against the 19s and the Warrington side.
Yep.
So I played two of the three games. And, so I was pretty happy.
And what do you notice about the style of the way the French play compared to what you play at home at Musselbrook?
Musselbrook? Yeah, it's a lot quicker. The ref sort of doesn't let you hold down at all or anything. So you're sort of always trying to get back onside and then pushing up. But, they played a bit different to us.
And are they tough? Are they dirty? Do they like to go hard, the Frenchies?
A few of the boys said they were a bit dirty, but nothing really. I didn't really notice any of that, but yeah, other boys said, I don't know, it depends who you're up against, I guess.
Same as everywhere,
different
right?
Players. Yeah.
And what about the Poms when you played Warrington?
Yeah, they were sort of a big side. They had a few big boys in there.
Yeah.
I think they were only just getting back into pre-season, so I think we had a bit of fitness on them, but yeah, they were sort of bigger than our side. We just sort of had a bit more fitness and bonding, I guess.
Good.
Yeah.
Sort of, the boys did come together towards the end there. It's a pity about the last game, eh?
Yeah. I thought we probably would have went well in that last game.
Yeah. I thought we would have went well in that last game. We were looking for a bit of a... hiding.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, we were just looking to give the boys a bit of a hiding.
Yeah, I think the boys were...
Yeah. Yeah. On the way home. So tell us a little bit about France. What do you remember from there? Like the war memorials, and did you have any favourite spots?
Oh, we went to, a few war memorials there. They were sort of pretty interesting. Went to one at Fromelles and saw, I think that's the name of it, saw there was two footy players that were over there, sort of buried there. Had a look at their graves. Yeah, that was one of them. And went to a museum there as well. That was pretty good. Had all the guns and sort of uniforms and stuff that they used. That was pretty good. What else was there? Oh, the streets were pretty cramped. I noticed that.
Lots of people, or just everything's really crowded together?
Oh, just sort of the roads. Sort of have to, I don't know. Doesn't seem like two cars are supposed to fit on the roads that they have over there.
Are they crazy drivers?
Oh, I don't know. Our bus driver wasn't that good either, so I think they all were.
Could he speak English?
No, I don't think so.
That's not funny.
Yeah, he backed in and broke the back window on one of the places, I think.
Wow. Inside scoop. What about Paris, mate? What did you think of that? It's a pretty big place, isn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. We've seen a lot of the places there, sort of Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame, and I liked Paris. Was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was a long day walking around. Yeah, well, a few of the boys got their gear off and ran around, but yeah, it's cold up there.
Cold.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously haven't experienced anything like you're experiencing now. How are you guys staying warm?
Oh, I don't know. Just light, putting heaps of gear on, I think. Yeah. I think half the team went and bought gloves yesterday. Good. Their hands are too cold from throwing snow.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's all good. And what about England? Have you been to Stonehenge or anything like that yet?
No, we go to Stonehenge tomorrow, I think.
Oh, cool.
But, we've been to a few other war places around here and castle. There was a castle up in Wales we went to.
Yep.
And I think we went to massive shopping centre. I think it was biggest in the Northern Hemisphere or something like that.
Wow.
And Manchester United Stadium and stuff. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, well, that's Trafford City. Pictures of that. How was that?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I thought, yeah, it was pretty good going through the dressing room. Yeah.
Like just the seats and the photos looked pretty comfortable too.
Yeah. I got one in there. It was pretty comfy.
Like the stadium have got cushions on the seats.
Yeah, it's good.
Mate, what did you think of the food over there? Do you remember?
I enjoyed the first couple of days, but by the end of it, yeah, just the bread. I don't think I could eat bread for a while now.
And what about frogs and raw horse and stuff?
There was about six boys that tasted everything. I tasted the frog legs and snails. And I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Good on you.
It's pretty nice, yeah. Oh, if someone cooks it right, I'm right.
Is there any French restaurants at home?
Not at Musselbrook, but...
Cool. Yeah. And the blokes you're with, who's the funniest bloke on tour?
Oh, the funniest? I don't know. Probably have to be, probably Shaquille or Jerome.
Yeah?
It's always hanging around each other, joking around.
Making things fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'd probably have to say Edward Brimley. with his forehead slaps all the time. He's just always annoying everyone.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, he's leading the race now with 4 votes.
Oh, is he?
Yep. He'll be spewing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you looking forward to coming home?
Yeah, I'm sort of looking forward to coming home, back to the heat.
Sort of
has it?
Lately. Yeah, it's been raining in Sydney for the last few days, and it's big storms in Melbourne today.
Oh, jeez. I reckon probably be warmer than here, though, so...
It keeps warming. Pretty sure it's around.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to say g'day to all your friends in that?
Oh, yeah, it's... I don't know. G'day to all my friends in Musselbrook and all my family and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
I've been sending a few messages. Have you guys been seeing them?
Oh, yeah, I seen him. When we were at the last place, we had the internet, I've seen him there. Haven't seen it for the last week or so, though.
Oh, cool. Well, you're online now, so you can have a bit of a squizzy.
Yeah.
Cool. So what else is happening, mate?
We'll have a look later.
Tell us something else.
Oh, I don't know. We're all the boys are packing up their gear now. We're about to head out to, where are we going? Stratford upon Avon or something. I think it's a bit of a drive, so. Yeah.
Cool. And what are you going to do up there? Shopping or sightseeing?
I don't know what it's there, mostly. Shakespeare was born, I think it was where Shakespeare was born. It's a bit of sightseeing there. Yeah.
A bit of a squiz.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I've got no more questions, mate.
Alright. Alright.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, that's alright. Thanks.
I'll be back in about 1 minute.
Alright.
Alright.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Daily Boney.
All right. Thanks. See ya.
See ya, mate.
Bye. Yeah.